Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here on your local radio station. Glad that you tuned in today. Kim, what are you going to share today?
I am going to share why Wyoming. Now, I brought that up before and I ran out of time, so we're going to kick it off today with
All right, we'll do that then. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine and Cherry County, Nebraska, the Arthur Bowering Sandhills Ranch. It's a working ranch owned by the state of Nebraska, museum and all. So check that one out online at visitvalentine.org. Or book a fall hunting trip down the Niobrara River as well. So all of those things to do here in Cherry County.
And Tri-State Livestock News, you know, they are the reliable source for agriculture news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and so much more. For South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, oh, let's be real, nationwide, Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
All right. Why Wyoming?
That's right. And I think you'll agree when I am done. This is by Steve Logan. And if I say a name wrong, please feel free to send me an email and correct me. Why Wyoming? Indeed, you might ask. Why would you live where the temperature can change 40 degrees in 2 hours? Where the next town is 100 miles away? Where the wind might blow occasionally? Where it snows horizontally a couple times a year? Well, here are some things to try, and then ask me again. Take a ride over the snowy range on a fall day, then continue past encampment through Savory and on into Bags. Sit in a teepee near Moose on a clear summer morning while having breakfast as the sun rises and first hits the Tetons. Take a motorcycle ride through the Sunlight Basin, then watch as Old Faithful blows its top. Sit at the base of Devil's Tower and wonder at the myths and legends that it has inspired. Paddle a canoe to the upper Green River Lake and contemplate the reflection of Square Top in the pristine waters. On a cold, clear winter evening, watch the setting sun turn the snow on the Wind River Mountains a rosy pink. Walk through an aspen grove on a fall day as the leaves start to blanket the ground and have a 6 or 7 point bull elk bugle about 100 yards in front of you. Fly fish on the North Platte, the Upper Green River, or the Mighty Snake. Tie into a 35-pound lake trout on Flamingo Gorge Lake. Watch the sunset over Firehole Basin and wonder at the colors that cannot be captured by film or on canvas. Listen to the drumming of a sage grouse as it struts on the sage-scented spring morning. Enjoy the view from atop Aspen Mountain, where on a clear day you can see mountains 80 miles to the south, the Wind River Mountains 100 miles to the north, Wyoming Range 90 miles west, and the Medicine Bows 100 miles east. Attend the rodeo in Cheyenne, then watch as Willie Nelson sings Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Sit in the stands in Laramie on a crisp autumn day as a last-minute field goal wins the game. Stalk a 26-inch mule deer through the junipers. Observe as a wild colt first suckles on the red desert. Drive a herd of cattle down from the high meadows or wonder at the endless panorama of the grasslands. Spend a night sleeping out in the pines with only the stars as a blanket. Swear that you can reach up and stir the Milky Way with your hand. Walk around Jenny Lake with a stop at Hidden Falls. Ride an inner tube through Wind River Canyon. Have a milkshake in Shoshone or an ice cream cone at Farson. Take a tram at Jackson Hole to the top, then ski to the bottom nonstop. Ride a four-wheeler through the Kilpecker Sand Dunes. Spend a day in the South Country and never see another person. Have a complete stranger stop and help you change a flat tire. Have an old-timer tell you how it was even better when he was a kid. Share most of these things with your kids or grandkids. After you have done some of these things, if I still have to explain, well, then I guess you just wouldn't understand. Why Wyoming by Steve Logan.
All right. Thanks for that today, Kim. And of course, if you have something to share with us, maybe it's about your home state, one of those in the Good Stuff listening area like Nebraska, Kansas, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, of course. And of course, don't forget Montana and Minnesota are M's in the Good Stuff listening area out there. Send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. Anything quick, Kim, to wrap things up today on the program?
You know, I've shared some of these. You know, you're drinking too much coffee. And apparently whoever wrote them was drinking too much coffee because they wrote a ton of them. But here's a couple more. You go to AA meetings just for the free coffee. Or you walk 20 miles on your treadmill before you realize it's not plugged in.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. You have a great day out there. This is Mike and Kim on The Good Stuff.